The GDP per capita in Macau averaged from around $15,000 in 1999 to $83,000 last year. Hou Yasen says Macau's development is inseparable from mainland's support.
Macau is now a tourism center, a China-Portugal trade platform, and a cultural exchange base for the Guangdong-Hong Kong-Macau Greater Bay Area. Macau is a rather small place, but enjoys great tourism development. Last year, about 38.5 million people visited Macau. All these are attributed to the support from the central government and compatriots from the Chinese mainland.
Hou says Macau has over 400 years of exchange between Chinese and Western cultures. Macau will pursue a development featuring diversity. As for young people in Macau, Hou says they should know more about the mainland.
If young people want to do business, they should come to the Chinese mainland, as the largest market is there. It's also good to regard it as a learning process. Young people should know more about their country and its market.
Hou says people in Macau have a strong sense of patriotism and harmony.
Before Macau returning to the motherland, it had suffered from social instability caused by economic downturn for some time. People who had suffered from hardship know that the social harmony of today was hard-earned and social order must be kept.
Hou says the One Country, Two Systems principle should continue to be fully implemented.
一国两制，那我们一定要先奠定好一国的概念。
We should first have a good understanding of the concept of one country. When we talk about one country, two systems, we cannot only focus on the two systems and ignore the fact that one country is the precondition, because you should know where your rights come from. The power comes from the constitution.
This year marks the 20th anniversary of Macau's return to the motherland. For CRI, this is Guang Hao.